Hello, and welcome to GCSE Economics Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most important topics in your EdExcel GCSE Economics specification, externalities. If you've ever wondered why the government taxes cigarettes so heavily or why they subsidize things like solar panels, this episode is going to make everything click into place. Externalities are absolutely crucial for understanding market failure, and they come up again and again in exam questions worth serious marks. Over the next 10 minutes, we'll break down what externalities actually are, explore the four different types you need to know, master the key formulas that examiners love to test, and I'll share some insider exam tips that'll help you pick up those higher level marks. Let's get started. Core concepts. 5 minutes. So, what exactly is an externality? Here's the definition you need to memorize. An externality is a cost or benefit experienced by a third party who is not directly involved in the production or consumption of a good or service. The key word here is third party. That's anyone who isn't the buyer or the seller. When a factory pollutes the air, the factory owner and their customers are the first and second parties. But the people living nearby who breathe in that pollution, they're third parties, and they're experiencing a negative externality. Now, let's talk about the four types of externalities. This is exam gold, so pay close attention. First up, negative production externalities. These occur when producing a good creates costs for third parties. Classic example, a factory dumping waste into a river. The factory saves money by not treating the waste properly, but local residents and wildlife suffer from polluted water. The private cost to the factory is low, but the social cost, which includes the external cost to everyone else, is much higher. Second, positive production externalities. These happen when production creates benefits for third parties. Think about a beekeeper. They're producing honey, but their bees also pollinate nearby farms and gardens, increasing crop yields for other farmers. Those farmers get a benefit they didn't pay for. That's a positive production externality. Third, negative consumption externalities. These arise when consuming a good harms third parties. Smoking is the textbook example. When someone smokes a cigarette, they're making a personal choice, but people around them breathe in secondhand smoke, which damages their health. The smoker bears the private cost of buying cigarettes, but society bears the external cost of treating smoking-related illnesses. Fourth, positive consumption externalities. These occur when consuming a good benefits third parties. Vaccinations are a perfect example. When you get vaccinated, you protect yourself, but you also reduce the spread of disease to others. This creates herd immunity, benefiting the entire community, including people who can't be vaccinated. Now, here's where the math comes in, and this is crucial for those calculation questions. You need to know these formulas inside out. Social cost equals private cost plus external cost. Social benefit equals private benefit plus external benefit. Let me give you a concrete example. Imagine a car journey. The private cost to the driver includes fuel, insurance, and vehicle wear. But that car also creates pollution, contributes to congestion, and increases accident risk for others. Those are external costs. When you add the private cost and the external cost together, you get the social cost, the true cost to society. Examiners love to test whether you can distinguish between these terms. A common mistake is saying social cost when you mean external cost. Remember, social cost is the total. External cost is just the bit that affects third parties. So why do externalities matter? Because they represent market failure. In a free market, the price mechanism only accounts for private costs and benefits. External costs and benefits are ignored. This means we get overproduction of goods with negative externalities, like pollution, and underproduction of goods with positive externalities, like education and healthcare. That's where government intervention comes in, which brings us to our next section. Exam tips and common mistakes. 2 minutes. Let's talk about how to smash those exam questions on externalities. First, always start by defining the specific externality in the question. Is it negative or positive? Production or consumption? Examiners award marks for precise definitions, so don't be vague. Second, use the chain of analysis technique. This is your secret weapon for explain and evaluate questions. Here's how it works. Intervention leads to a change in cost or price, which leads to a change in demand or supply, which leads to an impact on the externality. Let me give you an example. If the government introduces a sugar tax, the price of sugary drinks increases, demand falls, consumption decreases, and the negative health externalities like obesity and diabetes are reduced. That's a full chain of reasoning, and it's exactly what gets you into the higher mark bands. Third, in evaluate questions, you must consider both sides. Don't just say, taxation solves the problem. Think about opportunity costs. The money spent on a subsidy could have been used elsewhere. Think about government failure. What if the government sets the tax too high or too low? What if demand is price inelastic, meaning the tax doesn't actually reduce consumption much? These are the kinds of evaluative points that push you into level 3 and level 4. Fourth, always apply your answer to the context given in the question. EdExcel examiners specifically look for application marks. If the question is about congestion charges in London, mention London. If it's about plastic bag taxes, talk about plastic bags. Generic answers won't get you the AO2 application marks. Now let's talk about common mistakes. The biggest one? Confusing social cost with external cost. Social cost is private plus external. Write it down, drill it, don't mix them up. Another mistake, describing impacts on consumers or producers instead of third parties. If you're asked about externalities, focus on the third party, the person affected who wasn't part of the transaction. And finally, don't assume government intervention always works. Examiners reward critical thinking. Consider unintended consequences, like black markets or regressive impacts on low-income households. Quickfire recall, quiz 1 minute. All right, let's test your knowledge with a quickfire recall quiz. Pause the podcast after each question and answer out loud. Question 1. What is an externality? Answer: a cost or benefit to a third party not involved in the transaction. Question 2. What is the formula for social cost? Answer: social cost equals private cost plus external cost. Question 3. Give one example of a negative consumption externality. Answer: smoking, alcohol consumption, or loud music. Question 4. Name 2 government interventions to correct negative externalities. Answer: taxation, regulation, fines, or legislation. Question 5. Why do positive externalities lead to underprovision in a free market? Answer: because the market only accounts for private benefits, not the additional social benefits, so too little is produced or consumed. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant. If not, go back and review the core concepts section. Summary and sign off. 1 minute. Let's wrap up. Today, we've covered the definition of externalities, the 4 types, negative and positive, production and consumption, and the key formulas for social cost and social benefit. We've explored why externalities represent market failure and how governments intervene using taxes, subsidies, regulation, and fines. Remember, in your exam, precision is everything. Define your terms, use the chain of analysis, apply your knowledge to the context, and always evaluate both sides of the argument. Externalities are one of those topics that can appear in almost any exam question, from short definitions to 12-mark evaluation essays. Master this, and you're setting yourself up for top marks. Thanks so much for listening to GCSE Economics Essentials. If you found this helpful, make sure to revisit your notes, practice those exam questions, and keep building your understanding. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you next time.